By the time I arrived in Clinton, now a two-day McKenzie veteran, my teammate who'd been there had scooted off to Tulsa, Skelly's headquarters. So there I was at the customer site for the first time, commanding a hefty daily fee with virtually no guidance. But it never occurred to me that what I was doing was not normal. A couple of days later, still not having met my team leader, I was off to Calgary by myself to work on a key piece of the puzzle, assessing Canadian supply and demand for agrochemicals over the next 20 years. Where's Calgary? What are agrochemicals? About a day after I arrived, I determined that I needed help. That is, the consultant desperately needed a consultant. Without advice or consent from my team leader, who is he? Where is he? I hired a two-person firm that I had determined knew the ins and outs of the Canadian agrochemical industry to undertake a week-long study. Just doing what comes naturally. Yikes. From literally hour number one of day number one at McKinsey, I was part of a project team, and I was part of some project team from then until the last day of my McKinsey career. Before one project was over, if you were a valued employee, the next project had already started. Life, then, was a succession of small team activities. I never went to a formal training course at McKinsey, and I was on the road just hours after signing on. But somehow it became instantly clear that the project was everything. I picked up those credit cards, the front door key, and plane tickets, and I was off. As a full-fledged member of a temporary task team off to the war zone, the front line, the engagement, which was what McKinsey called projects, the client. The project thing was a very intense, very personal experience. For a period of 3 to 9 months, you were in pursuit of a hopelessly complex goal, quote, solving, unquote, an ambiguous problem a client had confronted you with. You and a handful of colleagues would lunge into businesses and technologies you barely understood, hang out in places you couldn't have found on a map the week before, and work with people you'd never met. In a period of a few months, you were to master all of the above, including the political machinations of the client firm, which had to be doped out if there was to be any possibility of implementing the solutions you proposed. It was you against the world. It was frequently frustrating, always exhausting, the burnout rate was high, and almost always exhilarating. This was what working for McKinsey was all about, and precisely why no formal hierarchy was necessary, and also why, oddly enough, the team-building training wasn't necessary either. The task was so daunting that you had to get down to it post-haste, had to depend on your...